The Gemara Masechta Chulin daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, referring back to a brisa that the Gemara taught us on daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the brisa says that a kohen is kosher to continue doing the avoda at Shiaskin until he becomes elderly. So the Gemara asks, at Shiaskin at Kama, till what point is it considered Achiyaskin? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ila Amar Rav Chanina Achiyarsis. Till his hands don't tremble. That means until the Kohen's hands don't tremble, he's still kosher to do the Avodah. There's a very fundamental Machloikis Rishonim. Why is it considered Achiyarsis? Why, when a Kohen's hands unfortunately begin to tremble, does he become possible to do the Avodah? Tosfos, many Achronim, the Shaar Ephraim, and other Achronim say that Tosfos holds that the psul of doing the Avodah is not a psul deraisa, the kohen whose hands tremble, and therefore, if a kohen did the avoda, even though his hands are roises, the avoda is still kosher. And in fact, the Sifri and Parshas Baaloischa says that kohanim kshem l'avoda mishivish de saras ad oilam. The Rambam has a different approach. The Rambam says that a kohen whose hands are trembling is in the category of a balmum. And as we learned in our sugya here, and very often throughout our sugyas, throughout Shas, a kohen who's a balmum, his avoida is posel. And therefore, it's his avoda is possible under all circumstances. This machlokes rishonim that we just discussed is really the basis for a machlokes achronim. We're going to discuss what is the halacha about a shochet who is elderly, his hands are shaking. What is the status of his shechita? The Divrei Chaim in the Shaalos HaTshuvos Divrei Chaim Yoredeya Chelek Beis Simen Gimel was asked the shaila regarding a shochet whose hands sometimes tremble. Is he kosher to be a shochet? And he paskins that not only is he puzzle disqualified to be a shaykhit, but moreover, he says that we have to be concerned about any animal or poultry that he shechted until now. The Noida Behuda in Noida Behuda Tinyona Yoredeya Simon Aleph takes a more lenient approach. He certainly agrees that a shochet whose hands unfortunately tremble should not be a shochet. And as he says, and is quoted by many achronim, the way to test it is to ask the shochet to hold a cup of water and see what happens, what happens to that cup of water. But he says that even though such a person should no longer be a shaychet, he says, we don't say that any meat that he shechted till now, we weren't sure of its status, that the meat is not considered kosher. He quotes the Rambam, the Rambam seems to take a very strict approach. He says, you can't compare shchita t'avoida. When it comes to the avoida, as we mentioned, there's a halacha that a kohen who's a balmum, it is possible. Here we're not talking about avoida. Here we're talking about the act of shchita. So even if his hands, rachman slan, are trembling, but they aren't constantly trembling, and if the shochet tells us that he knows that the shchita he did was a proper shchita, we could rely on that shchita, and we could allow, we may eat the meat. The tshuva mehava, shalos tshuvas, tshuva mehava, chelik aleph, simen kuf yutches, discusses, it was asked to Shaila regarding a shochet who is above 80 years old, and the Rav of the city wants to remove him from his position. And the question is, do we remove him or not? And really, the big source for this Shaila is that the Mordechai, at the beginning of Masechta Chulin, quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, that says that there was apparently an early Rishon. His name was Reb Eldad Hadoni, who wrote certain rules and regulations regarding shchita. And one of the things he mentions, that a shochet who's over 80 years old should not shecht anymore. And the Mordechai, quoting these halachas of Eldad Hadoni, says, V'chumra ba'almahu v'loy naginan kavasai, that this is a chumrah that he came up with that we don't follow. On the other hand, the Pesach Tshuva in Yerideya Simon Aleph quotes the mayor Nesivim, that he says that it would be appropriate that a rule be established that any shochet who's over 70 years old, even if he says he's still perfectly fit to shecht, we should have a mandatory retirement for shochtim at 70 years old. He says that doesn't mean that the rabbonim don't have to check shochtim who are below 70 to make sure they're still capable of shechting, but in order that there should not be any discomfort, there should be not any disagreement, make a mandatory retirement at 70 years old. And moreover, as the Yad Ephraim says, sometimes when people get older, they don't necessarily realize that they don't have the same ability, even though they maybe don't have the same strength. The Michas Yaakov, says that he's not prepared to accept rules, and so too is what the Tshuva Mehava says, because he says there are different people with different abilities. And in fact, one of the rayas that the Tshuva Mehava uses is actually our Gemara. Because our Gemara, which we started the shir with, says that the shir is Atshir Yerases, till the kohen's hands tremble. So we see that there isn't a hard and fast rule. Every person has to be examined and reviewed independently. And so too that I see that the Darkei Tshuva and Hilchos Shchita, Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Dalet, Kuf Ayin Gimel, says that the hakol toli lefi ro'os eina hamayra, everything depends on what the rav determines, and he continues to say shekasha lishmak bazeh al shochet baidik batzmai, it's difficult to rely on the shochet himself. The afshu oimer shumagish baatzmai shloi afsoi kaychaysof, he recognizes, he feels that he hasn't gotten weakened. He's just as strong now as he was previously. We can't rely on that. kiyesh lochesh, we need to be concerned. Shashoich ain't a magish ba'atzmai. He doesn't really understand his situation. Vumala es hamadumaloi. He's imagining that he's just as strong as he was, but he really isn't. Kileis zikna, he says, as a person gets older, yoch liyosh yischapa chushim bizman ma berifin yadayim. He may be getting weaker. V'loy choli v'loy yagish v'loy yodik v'nasho. And he won't recognize. And it seems that he's saying two things. Number one, he says that maybe the person doesn't recognize his weakness. And moreover, not only does he not recognize his weakness, he doesn't want to recognize his weakness. But on the other hand, he does also conclude that it's inappropriate to remove a person from his position as a shaykhid just because he got older. And so too does the Simla Chadasha. The Simla Chadasha is the sefer which is, so to speak, the rule book for shaykhdim, for Hilchos Shechita. In Simon Aleph, at the end of Sif Lamed Vav, he says, Zok Muflig Lo Yishchait, a very old man, Shun Shech, but he doesn't give a firm date to it. Shiyodav Kvedim, his hands already are heavier, and therefore we need to be concerned that he's going to make a Shechita, a Shia, or a Drusa. We need to be concerned. Fahako, but he does conclude, Fahako lefima shuadam. We can't make a hard and fast rule. You have to look at every person, what is his situation. So it seems as follow. And I saw that the Paiskim say that even if we're going to be stricter regarding the Shechita, we could be maybe a little more lenient regarding Bedika. When it comes to Bedika, we could be a little more lenient, and even an elderly person who's not in the same physical strength, we could rely on Shechita.